Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Let's move on now to our weekly listener question on Hot Business, where we tackle the money, business and economic issues that matter to you, that are of concern to you. And if you've got a question of your own, you can send it to us at business@hot1027.co.za. We'd love to hear from you and we will find the very best person to answer the question. And tonight's question comes from Vusi in Houghton, and he writes, "Hi Jeremy, I saw a news report about how South Africans were saved from paying for more bread after government cancelled a contract with a company called Leaf Services." Vusi goes on to say, "Can you explain how the quality of bread is actually tested and why government would consider outsourcing that work in the first place?" Well, joining me now is Tobias Doyer from Grain SA, who has been following the issue closely. So, Tobias, a very warm welcome to you and thank you. Let's start with the basics. How do we make sure that the bread on our shelves meets national quality standards?
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks. Now, there's a lot of things that one measures. The most important thing, and this is now relating to Leaf Services, is where do we and government regulate and check and inspect that the bread that we've got on the shelves are actually according to regulations. Now, what's happened here is that within the Agricultural Product Standards Act, there's a specific provision where these kind of inspection services can be funded from the wheat delivered or from the bread delivered. And then these inspectors can go around and check whether the products actually comply with regulations. Now, in the case of bread, it speaks to packaging, whether the packaging is clear, healthy, doesn't smell, things like that. And then specifically to the bread, basically that the guys are not selling you water and air, but there's good nutrition. The nutritional value of the bread, usually measured in terms of the dry matter, the scientific term for quasi-physical flour and wheat, included in the product that you're buying at the end of the day.
And how often, Tobias, are there transgressions or problems with the product?
That's one of the key challenges that we've got with this. So why are we so glad that Leaf Services got cancelled? That it's slightly nonsensical to, according to us, the things that they wanted to measure are actually very well organized by industry. And we don't need extra regulations, compliance, certificates and things that cost money that actually add no value. So what we're very happy about is that the government and the Minister Steenhuisen has said, guys, let's reevaluate this. Let's stop the current process and that we come up with a better process to achieve the regulatory objectives at a more cost-efficient basis.
Let's talk about that regulation and a better process in just a moment. But as far as Leaf Services was contracted to do, how would their role potentially have affected the cost of bread for consumers?
Well, they were going to add, you know, on the farmer's side, just on the farmer's side, that's not including the inspections to retail markets and the like. We calculated that it's going to add about 65 million per year to the cost of farmers, and one can easily double that, you know, by rule of thumb when you go down the value chain. And like I said, we don't think that those were going to add actually value to the consumer or to the players in the value chain.
And did anyone do the calculus about how much extra cost would have been added to a loaf of bread had the contract gone ahead?
That's actually very little, but the concept here is that it all adds up. It all makes things more expensive. So if you look at the price of a loaf of bread, you know, the producers, the original wheat is about 19% of the total value. Transport adds a chunk, packaging adds another chunk, and you know, to that, I think it might have seemed negligible, but you know, it adds up. There's this regulation, it's that the regulation. In the end, we're starting looking at inflationary pressures added by regulations that we really don't need and regulations that don't make sense. We do recognize, I mean, it's important to protect the players, you know, in the value chains. Your small farmers and large farmers shouldn't be cheated. The farmers shouldn't cheat the millers, and the millers shouldn't cheat the farmers. And consumers need to be protected, you know, from bakers and the like that might want to cheat them. So it's really important to have these regulations, but let's be clever about these regulations. Let's look at the specific risks, where they are at, and then make sure that they say you don't necessarily need an inspector. For example, between the millers and the silos and the farmers, we're quite happy that the farmers will make up a big noise if they don't agree with the grading from the miller. And why is the other way around, you know? So that doesn't need an inspector in the process, where an inspector might be important at point of sale to check where the bread is being sold, that it is healthy and correct for the consumers at the end of the day.
So you talked about having to reevaluate the process and looking for a better alternative. What, in your opinion, would that be, given that you cannot compromise safety standards in any way because bread is such an important staple for South Africans?
Exactly, and that's the important thing. Let's do a risk-based regulatory approach, and this is essentially what the ministry is suggesting at the moment. I think the first key step is to just get the different regulations from different ministries. So there's a health element in a Ministry of Health, making sure that you won't get mycotoxins and bacterial infections. And then you have Ministry of Agriculture, making sure that the physical content, the wheat and the flour, is of the expected quality. And then you bring all of these different together and say, guys, like, all right, what are the different things that we want to regulate and how to best do that, and what mechanism you do. We always assume that regulations get applied in the same way, but you know, you got atomic regulations, you know, very dangerous, very specific thing where government owns the whole process, right down to markets, you know, where courts are actually the regulatory process. You know, if actors don't agree, they take each other to court. And so we need to come to an applicable or an appropriate, cost-effective regulatory mechanism at each step of this value chain to deliver the right product safely to the consumer.
Whichever way you look at it, though, you are going to have to find more inspectors, surely. And do they exist?
Not at the moment. There are people that are doing this. Government also has some inspection services that need to be jacked up and trained up to get into specific things. But once you, if you get inspectors, make sure that they add value. And how this will probably be funded, and this is where the PPP comes in, or the provisions in the Agricultural Product Standards Act. There's a provision there where we can levy a certain amount to appoint these inspectors and get them to the right point. And that was the problem with leaf services. They seem to be of the opinion that they can make money out of this, provide easy solutions, that's easy money for them, and adds little value to the consumers in the value chain. And that's why we're very happy that this got turned around by Minister Steenhuisen, and we believe that we can now get together and do something that's going to add value to the economy and consumers.
Well, certainly is an interesting and a very important issue. So firstly, Tobias Doyer from Grain SA, thank you very much indeed for the explanation tonight. And just a reminder again, if you have a money or a business or an economic issue that you'd like us to talk about, just drop me an email at business@hot1027.co.za. That's business@hot1027.co.za. And as I said at the start of this conversation, we will find the very best person to answer your question. Tobias, thank you very much indeed. Indeed, I do appreciate your time tonight.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.